USA Radio News with Wendy King.
So far, no word from the White House on Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested President Trump not come to Congress to deliver a State of the Union address at the end of the month. She cited security concerns related to the government shutdown. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
What is the State of the Union? The government is closed because of President Trump. If it continues to be closed on the 29th, I think it's a good idea to delay it till the government is open.
The letter from Pelosi proposed delaying the January 29th address until the government reopens. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine supports that idea.
I think it would be very, very odd, very, very odd to be having a State of the Union speech when big chunks of the government are shut down, 800 plus thousand people aren't getting paid, and millions of Americans are without critical services.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
John Engler will resign as Michigan State University's interim president amid backlash over comments he made about sex assault victims. The final straw for the university's board came last week when he told the Detroit News that former school doctor Larry Nassar's victims had been in the spotlight and are still enjoying the moment. Brian Mosselip is a university trustee.
The most shocking thing to me is watching him interact with just faculty and employees and students.
KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger in Denver on the death of a professional bull rider during a competition.
Mason Lowe began riding when he was 3 years old, but on this night he was thrown off an 1,800-pound bull called Hard Times, whose leg struck him in the chest. Peyton Franks was a friend.
They know what it is, and that's just their job, and that's what they eat and breathe and love.
This was the third death over the years in the professional bull riders competition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Fake news strikes again. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Washington Post had to warn people that fake hard copies of their newspaper were being distributed around downtown Washington, D.C. The Post saying there were fake print editions circulating as well as a website designed to look just like the paper. People were seen outside the White House and Union Station handing out the fake copies, which falsely read that President Trump was abruptly leaving office. The Post says it's looking into the issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An online streaming service is raising its rates again. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Netflix announced their basic plan will go from $8 to $9 a month, while the most expensive plan will go from $14 to $16 a month. The streaming service has raised their rates 4 out of the last 5 years. And financial analyst Rick Minoris tells CBS This Morning, this is par for the course, and most people just are used to those charges coming out of their account.
It's a monthly plan. It is something that you sort of just set it and forget it, like many other monthly subscription services. It's almost an afterthought when you're scouring your credit card bill and that $12.99 a month comes around. You're usually fine with it.
As far as how many more price hikes consumers will put up with, Minoris believes
there will come a point where people say, you know, mas. But until they get to that point, you're going to see Netflix nickel and dime about every year or so and adjust their prices higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.